Good morning. We would like to clarify one more point. We're holding in the Kamal some days, and we learned Simon Tesvov, where the Chayyadim discusses the issue of should one person make the bracha mimutzi everybody else or not. So he says in a case of achila, where there's a concern of sakana, potential sakana, a person while they're eating pretends, if he would answer remain, there's a possibility of the food going down the person's windpipe and endangering him. Which doesn't apply when a person, they're just drinking. So I would like to clarify this point a little bit in regards to not just the Teva Meitev, but in regards to Rei Pia Gofen. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this issue actually not in the context of Teva Meitev, but in the context of the bracha of Rei Pia Gofen. So Rei Pia Gofen is one of the unique brachas that a person will say during a meal where he's eating food, which means he's washing. They used to wash regularly in their meals, so discussing making a bracha in the middle while you're eating was an uncommon issue. So Shulchan Aruch at the end of Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet in Sif Ches deals with the question: should there's their group eating together? Should one person say the hagafen on the wine that they drink during the meal? Gafen is a drink which requires a bracha during the meal, as opposed to person drinking other liquids which are come tuffle to the pass, yayin needs his own bracha. What should you do? So the Shulchan Aruch says that each person should make their own bracha because shema yachdim kana leveshet. However, the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says that's all talking about in a scenario where they didn't announce that he's about to make a bracha. But in a scenario where they announce that he's about to make the bracha, so people will stop eating, listen to the bracha, answer amen, and there's no concern that they might be makdim kana leveshet, that the food might go down the wrong way. The Shulchan Aruch holds even that situation, there's still a chashas, one person might decide to continue eating, but the Ramah says the minig is that we rely on this announcement. So what is this announcement? This is an announcement which is called Savri Rabbi Sai. Which the Ramah says it means, are you interested in being yotze with this bracha? And therefore, people will say, oh, yes, we're interested in being yotze with that bracha. They will pause, stop eating, listen to the bracha, and answer amen. So the Ramah holds that is sufficient. And then he says that since when a person drinks wine during the meal, the correct announcement is Savri Rabbi Sai. Therefore, even in scenarios where a person is not drinking wine during the meal, for example, Kiddush or Havdalah, we still say Savri Rabbi Sai as opposed to Brishus. Really, what we should say is Brishus. I'm being Moitzi all the people. I'm just asking the Derech Eretz as I ask them Brishus before I Moitzi them. But instead of saying Brishus, we say Savri. Because this becomes a standard nusach that we always use one nusach when we drink wine. Now he then points out that that the Mishabura points out in a scenario where there was no need to ask rishos, so then you don't have to say savri. If a person is drinking wine during the meal, there's no need to ask rishos, but that we need to say savri to call people's attention to the fact they're about to make a bracha and they should stop eating. But a scenario where that's not true, so if one normally would have said brishus, we replace brishus with savri. But in the case where there's no need to ask brishus, then there's no need to say savri. So he gives a few examples of that. A person making a bracha by the bris milah, then there's no meaning to say savri when we make the bracha. You say the Rei Pia Gofen. By a chuppah, you say Rei Pia Gofen. You don't say Savri Rabbi Sai, you say Rei Pia Gofen. Because there's no need for Netilas Rishus in those scenarios. Over there, there is clearly designated individuals who's it's their event, and they tell you to do it. What are you asking Rishus of anybody? Everybody, they tell you to do that. At the end of benching, the Mishabura says, that really there's no need to say Savri, because you asked Rishus at the beginning of benching, and Rishus at the beginning of the benching gave you the right to be the leader, and therefore when you say Hapirgaf at the end, you already asked Rishus. So there's no need to say Savri in the scenario where a person is benching, when you're benching on a kais. I had a mice like this when I was a bacher, I think, and we were at a Shabbos Suda together with the Shiva Reb Chaim in the yeshiva dining room, and I was benching, and when I finished benching, I said Savri Rabisa Maron Rabisai Prepare Gof, and the Shiva Reb Chaim pointed out to me. Reb Chaim Stanzich Lebrecha pointed out to me that there's no need to do that, and he gave me a Maron Welcome to look at this Mishnah Berurah at the end of Siman Kufayin Dalet. So that's why we have a different Nusach. So really, it's a form of, it would be a scenario of asking Rishus by Kiddush and these type of things, the same way you said Rishus by Hamotzi. You really theoretically should have said Rishus by Kiddush, but we changed it to Savri because of this issue of a person drinking wine during the meal. One last point. That's what we say, that one person can motzi everybody, is midaraisa shmei kohen works in all scenarios. Midarabanan Chazal put limits on when you can do it. For example, by benching, there's only two people. Each one person has to bench by themselves. If they had three people, Bazman Chazal, they would do Zimun, and the Mezamen would be motzi everybody. Berchus HaShachar, one person motzi somebody else, he needs a minion, unless the other person is not able to say because they don't know how to read, or they have a suffix and a bracha, then I can mutter them without a minion. But otherwise, I need a minion to be mutter to people. So when it comes to making brachas of food and sharing with other people, so Chazal said in a case where they're acting together as a unit, they're called, they're being kaveya suda together, so then one person can be mutter to others. If they weren't kaveya suda together, that each person should make their own bracha. So this whole discussion over here, we're discussing whether you should make one bracha. It's all discussing a case of that they were kaveya suda together. And we will just clarify that point more in the next year, and discuss what should we do lemaisa in these different opinions, and then move on to the next klal. Meanwhile, have a good day.